Hello, I'm Ryan Felsman with a look at the week ahead here in Australia. The focus on Tuesday will be on those residential property price indices for the quarter of June. And what we saw in the previous quarter in March is we saw those property prices fall by 0.7% to an annualised level of about 2%. We expect a continuation of that downturn when it comes to those home prices. If you look at more recent data, of course, particularly in Sydney and Melbourne, we've seen those annualised home prices in Sydney fall by 5.6% and in Melbourne by 1.7%. At the same time, we also get the latest Reserve Bank board minutes from the September meeting. A lot of focus there will be on commentary around the housing market in particular. We've seen out-of-cycle mortgage rate increases from three of the major banks, of course. And at the same time, if you look at the current economic backdrop, the fundamentals are very positive at the moment. In fact, we've seen the unemployment rate at 5.3%, the lowest in around 6 years. And of course, if you look at economic growth, the best in 6 years at 3.4%. So broadly, the economic backdrop is positive, but of course there'll be a lot of focus on the housing market when it comes to those minutes. On Thursday, we get the latest business sales indicator from CommSec and the Commonwealth Bank. The population growth figures, which will be released for the March quarter, also on Thursday. Population growth in Australia at 1.6% is quite positive at the moment, certainly from an economic standpoint. If you look at Victoria in particular, population growth there at 2.3% is the best in around 50 years. And net migration in Queensland has been very positive of late. And that may be reflected in the fact the unemployment rate in Queensland has remained quite sticky, above 6%. A quiet week ahead overseas. There's no major data releases out of China. In the US, the focus will be on the housing market. We get the release there of housing starts, the National Association of Home Builders sentiment, and also existing home sales will all be released across the week. And then towards the end of the week, we also get those flash purchasing manager indices across the world.